Greetings, Lydell. This is Bob Riles, your host of the new Grace Radio series, Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell. Our guest today on Voices is a man who's the center of the community in many aspects. It's Pastor Norman Favre of Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church right here in Slidell on 4th Street. Pastor Favre is the former president of the Ministerial Alliance of Greater St. Tammany, a member of the Slidell Ministers Association, but most notably, he's a child of God, brought to this community to help us to understand more of what God has for us today. Pastor Favre, welcome. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pastor Favre, I noticed on Facebook the other day that you and another pastor, Pastor Lawrence Weatherby of the Living Word International Church here in Slidell, were given awards by the Captain Kevin Swan of the Slidell Police Department for things that have happened in the community recently. And I'm really interested to know more about that. Could you tell us what that award was about, sir?
Yes, sir. I got a call on last week from Captain Swan, and he asked me would I be able to come and receive a certificate from the city council that has to do with program that we put on here at Tabernacle a year and a half ago.
Okay.
It was during the time when there was troubles in Baltimore and in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm sure everyone remember this with the policeman and the black youth being shot to death. And so when I saw these things happening, the thing that came to my mind, Brother Riles, is what will we do if something of that sort comes to Slidell? The Lord placed on my heart to get with police associations across town, the sheriff, the Slidell Police Department, the state troopers, the mayor, and other pastors in the community. So let's have a forum that we could get the officers on the panel and sit down and answer questions that we may have about police stop. Well, we could eliminate something of that sort happening in Slidell. Brother Riles, this is my home. I was born and raised right here in Slidell. And as God has elevated me to the level of pastor, he's speaking to me saying, okay, now it's time for you to get involved in some community activity. So I'm just looking for ways to merge this community, to erase skin color, to erase anything that may have happened in the past, to make this a even better place to live, because I know Slidell has come a long way. I've been here all my life. I have such a desire to make Slidell the best that it could be.
Well, you know, as a man of God, as a child of God living here in Slidell, it's refreshing to see a pastor who is really intent on getting this message outside the walls of the church, of taking this precious message of unity, caring, of loving your brother like yourself, to take it outside the church and to be proactive in finding opportunities to be able to help people to bridge from their history, from their prejudices, from their confusion about people,
exactly,
to bridge outside of that,
yes,
into the full grace of God,
yes,
and to live like brothers and sisters in Christ.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly. You know, God is an awesome God. He will bring us all together if we really love him. So my whole thing is, if you look at where we are at Tabernacle, when I first started in the ministry, I was associate minister over at Starlight Baptist Church. And in 3 years, I was called to pastor this Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church. Brother Rawls, I pastored the first 2 years in the chapel of the funeral home across the street,
yeah,
at Darrell's funeral home.
Uh-huh.
I thank God for Minister Darrell who allow us to use a chapel as a place to have our service. But in that whole process, when God showed me that if I would work hard and I would try to pull all of my members together, because the church was without a pastor for a year, and we were down to 33 members. And in that process of working hard and trying to pull this whole thing together, God showed me that if you work for him, he will make it happen. So when I came in 08, like I said, we was in the chapel of funeral. In 2010, we marched in our new facility. In 2013, we had the fellowship hall at it. But I say it all that to say this. As I mentioned, I'm a member of this community. And I've been where back in the days, I drank from those fountains that had colored and white on them. And so now that God has put me to this level, I said, now, Lord, what is it I could do to get this where you want it to be? Not where I want it or not where no other man. And Brother Riles, I got a good relationship with people like you and Brother San Angelo, and I got a good relationship with the mayor of this city, Mayor Drennan. I got to know Chief of Police Randy Smith real good, and they respected me, and I respected them. And so to do what we did with the forum, it was easy, because now I have friends, and I call them, and I say, can we come together? And they were like, we would be honored to come. And I guess we had like 75 young African-American brothers in the fellowship hall. And they had the green light to ask any question they wanted to pertaining to being stopped by the police officer. One of the reasons I really wanted to do it is because I wasn't quite sure of everything I needed to do in case of a stop. So it was educational to me to host this and to sit and listen. I wasn't on the panel. I just sit and listen to the question the young men ask and listen to the officers converse with these young men and made it easy for them to ask a question. And I think from that day, and as you mentioned, Pastor Weathersby, who had quite a bit of his young members there, but I think from that day, our young African-American youth know exactly what they need to be doing.
And I'm sure that word spreads to the community that the 70 or 80 probably turned out to be 700 or 800 people who were better informed, people where the fear went away. And I suspect the same thing for the police department. You know, when I think about the difficulties of being a policeman today, strapping on a gun, pinning on a badge, and walking out in the community.
Yes.
Even though we sometimes hear in the press that the police act like, I'll just say, cowboys, you know, just deciding on their own what they need to do, they really have a very strict protocol that they follow, and they don't have a whole lot of choice
in
how they respond. So it's really, I'm sure, relieves their stress level when they stop somebody to know that this person really has information that's going to help to make this not an adversarial thing, but information to make this a, yes, sir, what can I do?
Exactly.
And they both say the same thing to each other. Whatever the issue is, clear it up, and let's both get on with life.
Exactly.
As I heard the police chief say, we all want to go home tonight.
Exactly.
All of
exactly.
us.
Exactly. And that was pretty much the theme of that forum, is how do we get back home safely after a stop or whatever. I would do it again in a heartbeat, because I know it has to release some of the anxiety that a policeman has. Our policemen are definitely one of the most respected group of employees in the city because of the work they do day in and day out. And this other one other little thing I want to share with you. As president of the Ministerial Alliance, we got approached by the Slidell leadership team because one of their project was to recognize a fallen African-American officer, Sergeant Earl Alfred, who got killed in the line of fire, the only officer that's been killed in Slidell. This happened 41 years ago. They took on this project to do a memorial piece over at the police station for him. They asked us to partner with them. We did. I'm glad to say that come next month, September the 24th, we will be unveiling a monument in honor of Sergeant Earl Alfred. I think that will just help what we've done thus far with the community relationship of honoring an African-American officer who has fallen. But we still got to stay focused on what's going on today. See, the forum we had a year and a half ago was when it happened up in Missouri and Baltimore. Well, we all know that a few weeks ago, it was right here in Baton Rouge, only 90 miles away. We need to make sure that we are doing everything we can to proactively get that relationship between police officer and the African-American community. And I'm so glad that the Lord placed me right where he did, The Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church is right in the forefront of the African-American community right here. A lot of my members are those people. And we talked about it. I sit in conference with a lot of the young men. And so we keep it in the forefront all the time. It's something that we have to do on a regular basis. Eventually, it's going to smooth out, and we're all going to be as one. But after this country have lived somewhat divided all these years, we as the Christian end of the community have to make that giant step.
Amen. Well, you know, the most segregated day of the week is Sunday morning. And I am excited to see what happens between the police department and these African-American youth. Yes. I'm thrilled about the program that God put on your heart to do this. But there's still more to be done.
Oh, yes.
More to be done.
Oh, yes.
Our churches, we build our silos.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, pastors get the idea, these are my sheep, these are my people. And I got news for the pastor who just said that.
Mm-mm.
They're not yours.
No.
We all belong to the kingdom of God.
We have
responsibilities.
Yes.
We have areas that we work in.
Yes.
But ultimately, it's not this church or that church.
That's right.
It's the kingdom of God. Serving Jesus Christ.
That's
and
right.
we will spend eternity together.
Exactly.
For those of us who trust in Jesus.
Exactly.
And for the more opportunities that we have now. To interact with each other, to learn to trust. How can you trust people you don't know?
Exactly.
You can't.
You got to learn more.
You got to spend time with each other. You have to invest in each other's lives.
Exactly.
You have to be willing to sacrifice something of your own to gain something of another human being who lives in the same community.
Exactly.
And I really believe that this type of thing that you've had the initiative for can spread among the churches.
Oh, yes.
That's one of the objectives of the Slido Ministers Association, is to be open for all who call themselves by His name to celebrate Christ together. And what you're doing is an incredibly important part of that.
Thank you.
And I just say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The other thing, too, Brother Riles, is we cannot be one thing in one environment and go and talk something else in another one.
Oh, my.
Because that's where the Bible has a word for that. He called that a hypocrite.
That's right.
So we need to make sure that we are truly solid of our Christian faith. We can't be this on Monday and this on Sunday. We can't be this at the Ministers Association meeting and this at the Ministry Alliance meeting. We got to be on one level.
Amen.
And God has to be the source of where all our information comes from. And so I'm so glad that God has opened my eyes. Anything that I saw, and if more people would hear this, I hope those who are out there listening, anything that you went through as a youth, I don't care if it's 50 years ago, ask God to take it from you.
Amen.
And allow Him to heal your heart, and where we could continue loving each other, being there for each other, helping each other. This country that we're living in, God gave us the greatest country in the world, the most powerful, the richest. There's people that's trying to get here, hand over heel to get here, and we are here. So what are we doing to keep this country number one in the world? We need to be giving some of ourselves. And I'll make you laugh, Brother Riles, but one of my old pastor friends once told me that God has grandfathered me in the ministry. I got in the ministry in my early 60s. And now that I'm in my early 70s, I have some experience. I don't claim to know it all. But I don't have time to play around.
No, indeed.
I've got to work while it's still day.
Yes,
because
amen.
When dark come, you can't no man work. But I got to work every day I get up. I got to say, Lord, order my steps. And if it's something that I had in mind doing, I say, Lord, You change it to work out the way You want it to work out.
Amen.
And if we all take this role as pastor, as minister, as evangelist, whatever our role is, if we all take it seriously, the vow that we took when we got ordained, we got to keep it.
Amen.
That God could use us in a mighty way. And I can tell you, the blessings of God here at Tabernacle is beyond my furthest dreams.
Amen.
And I know it has to do with me giving my life to Christ.
Amen.
And I can tell the citizens of Slidell that I will continue working for unity across the board. The Bible says Jesus came and died for us, and we are now under grace. There was 10 commandments before. Now God is saying, I need you to follow 2 of them. Love me with all your heart.
Amen.
And love your neighbor. And I know I got that first one, Pat. I love him. So I'm working so hard on that second one, to love my neighbor as myself.
Yes, sir.
And once we get to that point, we can wake up feeling so good, because there is no time to let the enemy, which is Satan, run our life.
That's right. What a wonderful note to begin winding up our conversation on, because we began by talking about disseminating information. What is it that the police expect? What is it that I should expect? How can we interact with each other?
Yes.
That was information. But our conversation really came down to the heart of it all,
exactly.
Which is love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul,
exactly.
And to love your neighbor and yourself, and get up and do something about it.
And Brother Ryle, what I think is so great about Slidell,
yes, sir,
is we are in the deep South. See, Ferguson and Baltimore, they're up north, and all. You would think that they would have more working relationship, but you got to put into your community what you want it to look like.
That's right.
So you could be at the tip of the sudden, you still got to work on it.
That's
and
right.
I'll tell you what, there's more love in Slidell than anywhere I've been around this country.
Amen.
And I thank this community for continue working in that direction. People like you and Pastor Sant'Angelo, who is doing things to move. The wonderful mayor that we have,
that has
a breakfast every month for the minister to come and sit down and eat. You can't find that around this country. He just loved his community so much that he's willing to just do what he has to do.
You know, we don't usually wind up an interview like this, but your heart is just tugging at me so. I would like to ask you, as a part of the interview, to pray for our community. Would you pray for us, please,
sir? Most holy and everlasting thou, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come once again as we sit in this seat, speaking to the entire city of Slidell and the surrounding area. Lord, you are the one that keep us on a straight and narrow. Lord, you know our hearts. Lord, you know the works of the police officers, and you know some of the things that has happened, dear God, that may have some bad taste in people's mouth. But Lord, if we depend on you, if we lean and depend on you, Lord, everything will be all right. Lord, we love you. We ask you to continue keeping your hands on this city. Continue blessing us in a mighty way. Watch over us. Let your angels hover around this city, that as things try to come this way, dear God, you will send a signal to your leaders to put it to stop.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord. We can't do without you.
Mm-mm.
And we know, dear God, that you're going to keep your hands on us. You're going to keep us on one accord. You're going to even watch us from the weather that comes in this way. We've had our Katrina, dear God, and we learned from that. So we thank you all through it, because you were a blessing even through the storm. So we thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. For us, in the magnificent name of your darling son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Wow, what a powerful prayer. Thank you, Pastor Favre.
You are so welcome.
I just can't tell you what a pleasure and a blessing it's been to sit with you for these few minutes today. Thank you for making time.
Thank you for having me. We appreciate it so much.
Wow, what a blessing. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning into Voices today here on Grace Radio. And we want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037, where you can leave us a comment, where you can send us a text, And if you have comments on today's program, we really would like to hear from you about the content of what Pastor Favre and I have been able to talk about today. We'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, and leave a comment there. If you're so inclined, we'd like you to check in with our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net, where you can make a tax-deductible gift to this station. We depend on the gifts of listeners just like you to keep quality programming like this on the air. Check with us. We'd appreciate that. And also, again, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now, Slidell. Join us again for Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.